All of the podcasts here at the Sideshow Network are now at the touch of a button on your iPhone and iPad. With the new Sideshow Network app, tune into all your favorite podcasts here at the Sideshow Network. Go to iTunes App Store, search for Sideshow Network, and download our free app to stream all of your favorite Sideshow Network podcasts at any time you want. The top comedians in the world are at your fingertips with the Sideshow Network app for iPhone and iPad.
So you're thinking about starting a new website. Maybe you have some new small business idea, you want to sell something online, or maybe you want to show off your photography, or maybe you want to start that new podcast to compete with mine. That's a bad idea. No podcast. Stop it. GoDaddy is offering one new or one transfer.com for just $1.99 for the first year. Each new.com comes with a free instant page website and built-in photo album. So really, what are you waiting for? Get your website started today. All right, even if it is a podcast, just get it started now. Go to GoDaddy.com, enter code Alonzo at checkout, or click on the GoDaddy banner on our website. I have nothing to do with Danica Patrick. No, I can't hook you up. Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I am back, and welcome to Who's Paying Attention. Now, I haven't recorded in a couple of weeks. I got to tell you, I was on some cruise gigs, and if you've ever been on a cruise ship, you know that internet speeds match early dial-up. So the idea of recording a podcast and sending it out from there just unfortunately wasn't going to happen. So I apologize for that. I am back, and you know, a few things have happened since I've been gone. I was talking to my producer, Roddy, from Sideshow Network. He does a great job, and he had a good idea. He said, you know, you should have a theme for each podcast, something we can put up that'll give people an idea what you're talking about and maybe give it some legs. So here it is. Here's my theme for this podcast. Have a plan. Yeah, before you take action, have a plan. Now, you know what I'm talking about. The shutdown. The waste of time, the waste of billions of dollars, the damage done to industries like tourism, or maybe the lack of inspection, some food, and on and on. Everything from national parks being closed to helplines being shut down to now the IRS says the tax season is going to be backed up because they couldn't do the work that they normally do at the end of the fiscal year, and on and on and on. Why? Because the Republicans didn't have a plan. Listen, just say no to Obama is not a plan, okay? I know your voters, listen, the Republican Party supports it. If you say no to Obama, they'll vote for you, but enough, all right? Knock it off. This is the thing that made the shutdown so stupid to begin with. The healthcare plan was going through. Like, in other words, they stopped the government, but they couldn't stop the healthcare plan. It was already going to happen. It was funded. It was set up. It was starting. But then we're going to shut down the government and no plan. That was the thing. What was the end game in shutting down the government? Was the end game to defund Obamacare? You were too late. Couldn't do that. It was already funded. It was already set up. Was the end game to, ruin Barack Obama's credibility? I'd say that one kind of backfired. I literally don't know what their plan was. And I think once they shut it down, they looked at each other and said, well, I thought you had a plan. Well, I thought you had an idea. Well, Ted Cruz had an idea. Yeah, but Ted's crazy. That's true. Ted is crazy. We couldn't follow his plan, even if he had a plan. You know what Ted Cruz's plan is? Threaten to shut it down again. And here's the thing. This isn't over. You know this isn't solved because they're just going to do it again. They've funded the government till January. We'll hit the debt ceiling again in February. And one more time, there'll be threats to shut down the government and blah, blah, blah. And you know why? Because they don't have a plan. Because Congress operates from crisis to crisis. You always got to have a plan. Remember when you were a kid and your dad was always threatening to pull this car over. That was dad's, like, that was in his top five threats. I'll pull this car over. I will stop this car. Dad never made that threat on the way to the airport because he knew you stop this car, you miss that plane. See, dad had a plan. Dad didn't shoot himself in the foot like this idiot shutdown thing. So anyway, it's done. And here's another fallacy that Obama won, that the administration won, that the Democrats won. Nobody won. The United States shut down the government, not completely, of course, but effectively and threatened. And so they shut down the government for 2 weeks. On the world stage, we look like idiots. You know what we look like? We look like children, because that's what children do. They get mad and they refuse to play. And that's what Congress did. They just got mad and they pouted and they refused to play. No negotiation, no working together for a common solution somewhere between, yes, we need to provide health care for citizens with no health insurance, but we also need to slow down on government spending, maybe increase a few taxes, bring in some new revenue. None of that. We just shut it down. Blah. And then nothing gets done. And weeks later, it comes back and absolutely nothing changed. Have a plan. Okay. And now it becomes, and this part is truly funnier than anything I could write or I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I don't know the workings of the Republican machine, but I see no plan. I just see it's literally just a scattershot political thing of let's try this idea. Let's throw that idea up there. Don't make the Tea Party mad. What about the rich people? So now we all know that the health care plan, whether you want to call it Affordable Care or Obamacare, great bit on Jimmy Kimmel about how many people hated Obamacare, but like the Affordable Health Care plan. We're a genius country. Anyway, the rollout didn't work in the sense of there were computer glitches. There are computer glitches, massive glitches. And people are like, that's the problem with Obamacare. The computers aren't working. And Paul Ryan, you remember Paul Ryan? He wanted to be vice president. And then we heard from him. Paul Ryan wants Karen Sebelius, which I think is how to pronounce it, the woman in charge of healthcare, he wants her to resign. She should be gone because the software isn't working. Yeah, why don't we call Microsoft and ask them about new software not working? Okay, you know why it's not working? Because millions of people are trying to use it. That should tell you something. That millions of people are trying to get into the healthcare exchange, and it's crashing, and it's not working, and it's working too slow. And let me tell you, so they're computer glitches. They will be worked out. It will take some time, but that's hilarious. Like, we're going to shut down Obamacare. We're gonna take away all its money, and we're going to put an end to it. Oh, our little temper tantrum didn't work? Oh, yeah? Well, your computers are bad, and you smell funny. That's right. Call them names. Children. Absolute children. Rather than compromise, aiming for solution, let's call names. And when it comes to calling names, okay, this is both sides, because there's a Florida congressman, and I know you're shocked to find out there's a Florida congressman who's nuts, but there is a Florida congressman by the name of Alan Grayson, who, I wish I could make this up, in his fundraising, whatever, he shows, I'm sorry, in his fundraising, he has a burning letter T, you know, like the Klan used to burn crosses, so that he can compare the Tea Party to the Klan. Listen, the Tea Party is stupid. The Tea Party is, I don't know if they're evil. They're definitely racist. There are some people in there who I think are just confused and believe what they're told. I think that's a lot of them. There's a lot of them who just hate Barack Obama simply because he exists. But comparing them to the Klan does no good. It, as a matter of fact, that's a rallying cry for a lot of them. So Grayson, you're as bad as the Republican idiots who call Obama, well, we'll get to what they call Obama, but you know what I'm saying. It, both sides, grow the hell up. Grow the hell up. What are we going to do? You know what we're going to do? We're going to do it all again. All right, that's what we're going to do. Come January, come February, right after Christmas, when your bills come, the government's bills come, and the government's going to say, Congress is going to say, meh, which is an actual congressional speech now. You can find it in the congressional record. It goes, meh. I'm losing it because I'm saying the same thing over and over again. We have a dysfunctional Congress. We have a dysfunctional country. We have no plan for running the United States of America. There's no willingness to compromise. There is no plan to reduce our debt. There is no plan to fund our health care. There is no plan to continue to fund our Social Security. There's a bunch of children calling each other names. That's what we have. That's our plan. You know how bad it's got? America needs weed. That's right. The United States of America is in need of marijuana. Don't take my word for it. Listen to the Gallup poll. For the first time in history, the majority of Americans want to legalize marijuana. That's right. It's for the first time since the Vietnam War. Support for legalization between 18 to 29-year-olds, 67%. Democrats, 65%. Independent voters, 62%. Only 35% of Republicans approve, but I think we've already established they're kind of tight. Listen, we need legal weed. We're suffering right here. You look at what the government's doing, and you're like, man, how are we going to deal with this? I don't know. I'm going to light up. But this time, they do have a plan, because when the majority of Americans said that they want to legalize marijuana, law enforcement has scientists developing a breathalyzer for use with marijuana. That's right. Right now, there really is no legal limit on how much weed you can smoke. Okay, there's an arbitrary thing that Colorado and Washington legalized marijuana. So Washington passed a measure saying the THC blood content of 5 nanograms per milliliter is legal. But that doesn't matter, because see, when you smoke weed, THC, which is the active ingredient, come on, you knew that. THC stays in your blood for days. So they didn't have a way to check, like, did you just, you know, light up right before you got in the car? So now they're coming up with a thing that you smoke pot. If you smoked it in the last hour and you blow into this new breathalyzer, it will be able to tell. So at least they have a plan. They're like, all right, we're gonna legalize weed. And make no mistake, we are going to legalize marijuana in this country. It's only a matter of time. But we're going to legalize weed. But when we do, don't smoke and drive. Because, you know, it's been proven. And in this same poll, in this scientific study for the breathalyzer, they found out that marijuana users are 50% more likely to have an accident than non-smokers. Of course, that accident will be in the 2 to 5 mile an hour range. Because you never seen a pothead in a rush. You just didn't see it because 7-Eleven is open 24 hours. So there's no need to rush. The food will be there. But that's where we're headed. But again, they got a plan. You got to have a plan. Okay, everybody knows it. Football. What football coach? Imagine if Congress ran a football game. They'd come up with a plan on Monday. They'd be like, we got a great game plan. What do you mean the game was yesterday? What the hell? Oh, man. What about next week? It's against a different team. That means we need a new plan. I'll get back to you next Tuesday. It's ridiculous. Sadly, and yeah, I keep beating up Congress because it's there. Another school shooting, this time in Nevada. One teacher killed, a couple of students shot. Kid walks in, shoots a student. Shoots a teacher, shoots another student, then shoots himself. Now they sit back and they say, why? What gun did he use? His parents' gun. What will we do as a society? We'll talk about the tragedy of it. Then we'll talk for about 8 seconds about how easy it is to get a gun. And then we'll let it go and we'll go back to, oh, I don't know, nothing. But it's a tragedy. I'm sorry to hear it. I'm sorry to talk about it. I got no jokes on it. I got nothing. There's nothing funny about it except that our Congress is hilariously ineffective. You know, now And I'm sorry, because this podcast, you really have to forgive me. I'm trying to get back into the rhythm. I came home. There's a lot going on. Tomorrow, I'm hosting the Mobile Awards, which is this weird award show. Think of an award for everything you can do with your cell phone, okay? In other words, best mobile apps, best mobile shopping, best on and on. And I met some of the people tonight at a reception, and I think here's the one idea that I think this guy's going to be rich. There's a company that they're selling is protection from Twitter. In other words, you have a company or a football team or a basketball team or something like that. Your people tweet, it goes through them and they get to look at it and they can stop it. Therefore, you don't send out pictures you're not supposed to send out. You don't send out stupid comments you're not supposed to send out. But this is the genius. This is what's going to make them millions. Undo. They seem to have found a way to undo tweets. Anthony Weiner himself would pay this company, $5 million a year to protect himself from his own stupidity. But anyway, I'm busy with that, and I'm a little spun. Say, I've been on a ship for 2 weeks, been in Mexico. How's Mexico? Well, let me see. Puerto Vallarta? Downtown? Not so pretty. Cabo? Absolutely beautiful. I'm thinking maybe we get some of the Mexican workers outside of Home Depot, grab some stuff, head back to Puerto Vallarta, clear it up, then come back to the United States and get to work. I'm just saying. Just saying. Boy, I'm going to hear it from the Mexicans on that one. You know what? I'm okay with that. Anyway, getting back to crazy Congress, I'm going to wrap this up. I'm sorry. I should do a better job. I promise you a better podcast in the future. But right now, I'm going to wrap it up. You know her. You love her. You can't live without her. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, Michelle Bachmann, reminding us that we are living in the end times. These are the end of days. Now, this is a quote from Michelle Bachmann. President Obama waived a ban on arming terrorists in order to allow weapons to go to the Syrian opposition. Your listeners, U.S. taxpayers, she was talking to a radio guy, that's why she said your listeners, U.S. taxpayers are now paying to give arms to terrorists, including Al-Qaeda. All right, and then now she goes on. You know she ain't going to stop right there. As of today, the United States is willingly, knowingly, intentionally sending arms to terrorists. Now, what that says to me, I'm a believer of Jesus Christ. As I look at the end time scripture, this says to me that the leaf is on the fig tree and we are to understand the signs of the times, which is ministry. You will understand we are in God's end time in history. Now, listen, I am not knocking Christians. Believe what you want to believe. That's fine. This is a congresswoman. This is a United States congresswoman. This is her logic. Now, I say, okay, well, first of all, by the way, let's look at the truth, okay? This is what she said, that we're arming terrorists and paying for weapons for Al-Qaeda. Now, here's the truth. The decision from the Obama administration is to allow vetted Syrian rebels not affiliated with terrorist organizations, specifically says not affiliated with terrorist organizations, to help them resist chemical weapon attacks. The administration move is related to non-lethal defensive and protective aid. So in other words, the Syrians who are organized but being attacked with chemical weapons by their government, we're going to help them. That is not Al-Qaeda. Sorry, Ms. Bachmann, but it's just so funny, the gulf between truth and what she has to say. But if she has this figured out, and if she's the one who knows that these are the end of times, because I think we had some minister in Colorado a couple of years ago say that the world was going to end in May. Then the Mayans let me down. I was really counting on the Mayans. They let me down. So if you're right, Bachmann, then what's your plan? You don't have a plan. If these are the end of days, if this is the end of time, then you should have a plan. First of all, cancel any plans you've made for what? Next month? Next year? Whenever it's going to happen, since you seem to have the timetable, how far ahead can you plan? You know, next summer's vacation? Don't worry about it. Next summer ain't coming. But the good thing is, you won't have to finish paying off the lease on that car. Anyway, give us that. Now, here's something you could do. Why not give back all the money that's been donated to you? It's the end of days. Michelle, the world's coming to an end. You don't need it. So all those campaign contributions and all that lobbyist money you get and all that, the whoever else gives you money, give it back. Say, you know, I'd love to take your money, but it's the end of days. Don't really need much cash. End of days. Gonna be over. It wouldn't be so scary if this wasn't a congresswoman. And finally, Michelle, if these are the end of days, if the world is coming to an end, if you know it for sure, why don't you leave us alone? Just go away. Take it easy. Kick back. Watch it come. I'm just saying, leave us alone. The end of days? I don't think so. How bad would it be if this the end of days and the New York Giants just won a game? Just about to start a hot streak. Some bitch! It's the end of days. You know, maybe it is the end of days. The Jets beat the Patriots. Sorry I drifted into sports, but hey, I'm a sports fan. And those who are sports fans, I'm putting it on record. I'm back with the Jets. Yeah, we had it rocky. We split up for a while over Tebow. What can I tell you? But I'm back. Rambling, having fun. This is the podcast. I'm asking who's paying attention. I know you are. I apologize for being gone for a couple of weeks, but I'm back. I'm doing the best I can. Next week, this is really going to be weird. I'm about to go on tour in Canada. Okay, this weekend, I'm going to be in Chicago at the Improv, October 24th through 27th. October 29th, I go to Canada for 3 weeks. You know how hard it's going to be in Canada explaining that we shut down our government over health care? Yeah, that's going to be fun. You know them socialists up there. I wonder if that's where Obama's from. Oh, that's right. He's from Kenya. Never mind. I'm going to stop rambling. I love you guys. Thanks so much for listening. And thanks for supporting the football podcast, Time Out with T.O., also here on SideshowNetwork.org. .tv, .something. I don't even know what the hell network I'm on. It's too late. I'm sorry. The government is operating again. Is that a good thing? I'm not sure. You know what that's like? The government coming back to operation is like your mechanic saying, hey, guess what? We fixed your pacer. Here it is. Have a nice drive. Hey, your Yugo is running again. That's what it's like for the government to be back. Your Yugo is running fine. Good luck with that. Try to get uphill. Kids, look up the pacer. Look up the Yugo. I'll throw in the Aztec. You'll see the point of that joke. I love you. Thanks for listening. This is Alonzo Bowden. See you soon. Talk to you soon. Keep laughing.